Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Congressman Frank Lucas. We're talking about the DOJ and beef packers in just a moment.
First tattoo, huh?
Yep, I wanted to read Tough on Aphids, Easy on Ladybugs.
What's the story behind that?
Well, on my farm, I use this powerful stuff from BASF called Safina Inscalis Insecticide.
Sorry, it's gonna sting. So, Safina Insecticide?
It's strong on aphids and quickly limits plant damage, but gentle on ladybugs.
Gentle on ladybugs?
What can I say? I'm a ladybugs man. Be strong and gentle with Safina Insecticide. Ooh, always read and follow label directions.
Hi, my name is Kristen, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
We've all heard the cliche, the wheels of justice turn slowly. But when it's your livelihood at stake, you want something done and you want it done right away. Congressman Frank Lucas has been hearing from constituents about the need for some justice when it comes to cattle markets. First in the aftermath of the Holcomb fire in August of 2019, and then this last year, the pandemic upsetting the cattle markets again. He says he's waiting like everybody else on exactly what might be said from USDA and especially from the Department of Justice on these issues.
Because right now we're in the process of the initial report under the Packers and Stockers Act from USDA, a long list of recommendations. Many of those we've legislatively implemented on the state and federal level, but there's also a criminal investigation going on at the Department of Justice under the laws that date back more than a century, the Sherman Antitrust Act, the anti-monopoly laws. We are waiting for the Department of Justice to finish their investigation and to either seek indictments or to ask for court action in regards under federal law to potentially break up entities, or at the very least provide recommendations to Congress to show where they found problems that need to be addressed quickly. We just need for USDA and DOJ, primarily DOJ, the Department of Justice, finish their work so we could take it to the next step.
I know that you've followed closely this a group of agricultural groups that are beef industry groups, a half a dozen of them. One of the things they agreed upon was calling on DOJ to get this investigation complete ASAP. That's really what I know. I've heard you say that more than once.
Absolutely. However many lawyers need to be reassigned, the FBI agents, however many Justice Department lawyers need to be reassigned, whatever researchers they need, get it done. We'll provide the resources to finish your work. These investigations have gone on literally for a century plus. That's when Maubel went away in 1982. There was anti-concentration actions taken during the Teddy Roosevelt administration against the Packers at that day. So there's a history of getting things done. Justice needs, and I know they have to be methodical. I know they have to be thorough. If they find criminal violations, they have to put their case together so it can be prosecuted in federal court. If they find violations of the Monopoly Act, then they have to have a case that is ironclad when they go to a federal judge to say, these are the violations. This industry needs to be changed, altered, broken up. They have to be thorough. I appreciate that fully. But a lot of us need for this to happen sooner than later. Let's get on with it. Whatever the results are going to be, let's get on with it.
Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, you've got the beef buzz on Ron.
Wheat farmers, here's a wheat variety that can offer big yield numbers in the proper environment. It's Showdown, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Showdown is widely adapted from West Texas to Central Kansas, including the Oklahoma Panhandle. Showdown has a very high yield ceiling with good standability and responds well to grazing with adequate seeding density. Showdown also offers Hessian fly resistance. Showdown is another Graze and Grain and Golden Grain OSU variety. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes, reporting.